down here on the outlaw end of the island, you won't hear us tossing hot air about defunding the police. What police we got are already pretty much defunded, judging by the complaints coming in from the deputies. Nobody here wants to pay more taxes to increase our percentage of speeding tickets. But out there in Washington, not the state, the District of Columbia, the GOP is growing increasingly heated over the coming indictments of their fearless tweeter, Tiny Trump. So much so that they're floating desperate last-ditch strategies to derail the New York Southern District's investigation over porn star hush money and hidden campaign contributions. There's talk of cutting off federal funding for the office, subpoenas for the district attorney heading up the case, as well as investigations into Attorney General Bragg himself. Woohoo! Talk about weaponizing the Justice Department and Congress. The Jordans and McCarthys, who have run to Tiny's defense with questionable and desperate countermeasures to their man's impending court appearances, depositions, trials, and fairly probable convictions, run a little at variance with our legal system. They seem to think that George Soros, their billionaire bugaboo, might be pulling the strings for New York State's investigation, since they claim Bragg's appointment was bought and paid for. Not as if the Trump nominees for the Supreme Court were apolitical appointees. And last time I looked, political contributions are legal, even if the receiver is a Democrat. And, well, even if the donor is rich. Go talk to the Koch brothers if you don't believe it. Pretty soon the Attorney General in Georgia is going to wrap up her grand jury inquiry. No doubt the tiny apologists will want an investigation there too, and another withdrawal of federal funds. It might be mentioned that these are states, the ones the GOP claims have their own states' rights, that are not under federal jurisdiction. Although, maybe we'll need to rewrite some laws to accommodate these sycophants in their quest to protect the guy who called for the taking of the Capitol. Two impeachments without convictions? Maybe they're hoping for a few indictments to get derailed. All I ask is this party quit calling itself the party of law and order. Nothing could be further from the truth. Which might make a great slogan.